This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
My name is Sid Rosenberg. I am the morning show host, 77 WABC Radio. This idea was born on my radio show at 6 a.m. this morning. First of all, let me thank everybody for coming out here today. It's important for all the press that we see for these people across the street taking over our city. It's important that the pro-Israel, the pro-Jewish voices be heard as well, especially today, with tonight being the first night of Passover. That's why I thought today is the perfect time to come and hold this conference. We see what's happening right across the street. I see tents in there. I see camps in there. I can't believe in New York City, with such a large and proud Jewish population, that we've allowed this to happen. And people have taken over universities and are out in the streets promoting a group that murdered, tortured, and raped innocent Jewish people on a Saturday morning during Shabbat and a Jewish holiday. Unprovoked murder and rape. And yet we've got people all over this city, right there across the street, that are promoting this as if it's a good thing. So I've got a lot of friends in politics, and these are fine people. So I want to bring them each one by one so they can tell you how they feel today on this important Passover holiday right here across the street from one of our finest institutions that at this point has been taken over by terrorists. Not that these people are. They're terrorists. If you're a pro-terrorist, you're a terrorist.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat.
Bonnie Will Smith, Miami. That's where Mayor Eric Adams was. That was me opening up the rally yesterday, the opening remarks. And man, am I proud of Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, Rockland County Congressman Mike Lawler, and my friend, actor Michael Rappaport. And they keep showing Rappaport on Fox News at the top of every hour as one of the lead stories. And there I am standing next to Michael on television, clapping and laughing. He did a great job, and he may join me coming up in about an hour at 8:15 this morning. But no mayor. And I brought this up already once this morning. I'm sure it'll come up again. I don't care what he was doing. He could have been in a room trying to find the cure for cancer. Doesn't matter. On this day, Passover, with his city on fire and two of his most prestigious colleges, not just his, but anywhere in the country, facing threats and violence in NYU and Columbia, the mayor belonged here, not in, as Will Smith just said, Miami. Now, one of the reasons why our press conference yesterday did so well, to be completely honest, and I give credit when credit is due. Listen, folks, I think I've proven to you over the last 9 months, whether it was the trip to Israel, yelling at the president during the State of the Union, the say who, going to all these events and becoming very close with Donald Trump, or doing what I did yesterday. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. I show up. But the guy that does that even more than me is Curtis. And yesterday morning, Curtis was a huge help in getting this thing going, along with his sister, who I think is terrific, Maria. He is the host of the Rip and Read, noon to one, every weekday afternoon, does a great job of hosting overnights all weekend long, and does his best work sitting next to me each and every weekday morning, proudly wearing his number 84 Brooklyn Prep Eagles sweatshirt, the icon, the legend, Mr. Guardian Angel, Curtis Sliwa.
Thank you, Sid, and to my sister Maria, who actually did the introduction for your show and Noam Layden of Alex Trayman, that you have gone back and forth with from Israel, who has been so important in getting out information that others might have sat on, might not have released. This is not a guy who is tentative or cautionary like so many of your people.
No, he's great. And not just him, but to your sister's credit, She's been on two or three times, too. A lady named Carolyn Gluck.
Yes.
Glick, I should say. Glick. But mostly Trayman, and that would happen to be JNS.org. And I compel you, folks, if you want the best information every day on Israel and the Israel-Hamas-Israel-Iran war, you must go to JNS.org. That was a big job out of your sister, Maria.
Absolutely. And we just saw on the Fox News channel, there was Sid beaming with Jewish pride. And who is standing next to you at the microphone and the pulpit that I had words with just a year ago because he chastised me or anybody else? You can't use the term Jew. And remember I said, are you kidding? It's time for all of you to be tough Jews. What are you talking about? Who am I talking about?
Michael Rappaport, and he is one tough Jew. You know, he's been back and forth to Israel now, Curtis.
Yes.
Four or five times. He sits with the hostage families. He spent a lot of time yesterday concentrating more on the hostages in Israel than these low-life scumbags in our streets. But he was all too willing to go out there yesterday. And I'll be honest, with all the folks that were there, some big-name folks, they were most excited to see Mike. He's an important voice for the Jews in this
city.
Let
me tell you why it's important. He was the never-Trumper. He used to just eviscerate Trump. I mean, use all kinds of foul language in describing President Trump. And he has become a Trumper, tepidly a Trumper.
Tepidly. I mean, he still, you know, if you watch him on Instagram, he still calls President Trump, and I can't stand it. He calls him Dick Stain.
Right, but
he
still.
He goes, but I'm going to vote for Dick Stain.
Right, but still, that's why it's important that people on Fox see that, the transition. But as powerful a statement as you made, I want to juxtaposition it against another group, because you were able to bring Anthony D'Esposito right away, bing, 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 like Ricochet Rabbit at your side.
Yeah.
Congressman Roller, did you know that while you were having your conference to protect Jewish students, who a rabbi had told him, run home to mommy and daddy, hide under the Castro convertible, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How weak, how soft. But anyway. You had four.
How 1930s, too?
1938. Remember, who said 1938 yesterday?
You did.
There was another person outside the gates that was not permitted in. A Israeli professor in the School of Business.
Shai Davidi.
Who has been very vocal, as Jews have to be, because you cannot depend on Gentiles. Trust
no,
me.
No.
History tells you that. If you don't defend yourselves, ain't nobody else going to do it.
Shai Davidi has been a great voice, and he was terrific 2 days ago. And now you're right. He was there yesterday. Ina Vernikov showed up an hour and a half late for the rally, so she missed our rally. She was there with Shai. But what they're doing to Shai is akin to what Mershon is doing to Trump.
Exactly. But he goes to swipe his card. He's a valid professor.
Not anymore.
All of a sudden, the card doesn't work. That's how we know in this business we've been fired.
Right. Don't laugh. Every morning when I go downstairs.
This happened to me one time at the old WABC. I went to swipe my card in, and it didn't work. And they said, you have an hour to clean out your desk and get the hell out of here. Don't show back up. So here's Shai. He's got his card. And who's waiting for him at the gate with all the security? The University of Columbia COO, Kaz Holloway. Kaz Holloway tells him, no, you can't come in. He goes, what do you mean? I can't walk through the lawn area, the, quote, liberated zone. I want to be able to sit down in the liberated zone next to all these people who are saying the most vile things against me as a Jew. I want to be able to. No, you can't.
You can't.
They kept him off the campus.
Yes, I know.
So
terrible.
If you're a Jew and you stand for Jews, they keep you off the campus. But if you're a self-hating Jew, if you're willing to take a menorah and impale yourself in front of the other Jew haters, welcome, come in. Hey, why don't you apologize to everybody here and say, well, we're only 16 million in the world, and I'm sorry we have all the money. I'm sorry we own all the real estate.
Yeah.
I really am. I want to be like you. Can I convert?
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's Priority. PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Well, I'll give you a self-hating Jew that, much like Mayor Adams, wasn't there yesterday and hasn't been there at all. And it's not your former partner, Ron Kuby, who's irrelevant. But how about the guy that's probably the most dignified, longest-serving Jewish politician in our country's history, that asshole Chuck Schumer? Where was he?
The schmuck, the putz, Chuck E. Cheese, Schumer. Of course he wasn't going to be there. But it was one who should have been there because that was his district.
His district.
12th Congressional District.
I'm going to guess it.
Morningside Heights.
He used to be really fat and stupid.
The Whale.
Now he's just stupid Jerry Nadler.
Right. Gerald the Whale Nadler. That's his district, 12th Congressional District. Now, there were four other Democrats who were in Congress there at the same time you were there with Anthony D'Esposito and Lawler, the Republican Congressman.
Don't forget Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, who showed up with a yarmulke.
Right, I'm just showing Congress versus Congress.
Yes.
They got a tour of Columbia University. Who were they? Dan Goldman.
No way.
Josh Gottenheimer.
Oh.
Jared Moskowitz.
Oh.
Kathy Manning. All Democrats. They got a tour. They did a press conference. And none of the reporters said, wait, you're all Democrats. I get it, Congressman. But this is not your district. Where's your leader? Where's Jerry Nadler? This is his district. Hey, Jerry, are you hiding under the Senate table? Oh, they're coming for us. I'm not going to go up there. I don't want all the Palestinian supporters, all the Hamas Hezbollah supporters flying the Hezbollah and Hamas flags to see me. That's a weak Jew.
You're right. I got to tell you, though, before this whole thing started, Justin and I arrived about 11. And I had to do Steve Bannon's War Room podcast. That went great at 11:30. So we had about an hour. And I met with a bunch of these cops, all great people, from Cash Daughtry to Chief Stevenson to Kevin Taylor, all these great cops. And then Chris Boyle showed up. He's Bruce Blakeman's guy in Nassau County and helped make sure Curtis the media stayed. But at one point, Justin and I walked the street, across the street alone. We're on Broadway and about 1:15, maybe between 1:14 and 1:15. You know this, by the way. So we looked inside the gates, or outside the campus. Look inside the gates, and we see all these massive tents and a boatload of kids with kafirs. We're looking inside. If Palestine existed, which you stupid bastards, there is no Palestine. It doesn't exist. But if it existed, it would look like this. Tents, a whole campus filled with these kids who are basically saying, we love you, Hamas, F you, America, F you, Jews, F you, Israel. Curtis, it's a terrifying vision.
Some of them Jews themselves. Now, let me take Robert Kraft to task as a weak Jew. Robert Kraft went and visited with Putin, remember? Putin said, what's that on your finger? That's his Super Bowl ring. Remember how Putin took the ring? And Kraft said, hey, give me that ring back. He said, nah.
I do.
You see, that's been the history of Jews. He allowed Putin to steal that ring right from his fingers because he was weak. And then yesterday on Hannity, he said, well, you know, if this happens to us, it happens to everyone else. No, it doesn't. If only they were educated. Who's more educated than students at Columbia University or NYU? Huh? They're the top echelon of students who've done well on SAT. They're educated, but they hate Jews. It has nothing to do with education.
Well, you can stop. You're just talking about New York schools. What about Harvard? What about Yale? We're not talking about, no disrespect, I went to Kingsborough. We're not talking about Kingsborough Community
College.
We're not talking about Brooklyn College.
No, let's talk about Kingsborough. They will not honor you because you're a Jew.
I know, but
we'll not honor you in a Jewish neighborhood, Manhattan Beach, because you are a Jew.
That's true. Jeff Lacks tells me that all the time. But to your point, you're talking about Harvard, Yale, Columbia, NYU. Good luck finding four better academic institutions than those.
Let's look at their endowments, okay? Columbia University, $16 billion of endowments. I've done the deep dive. Mostly Jewish money. Let's look at NYU, $8 billion of an endowment. Mostly Jewish money. Columbia University buys a property in Morningside Heights, takes it off the property tax rolls because it's nonprofit. NYU, the same thing. They bought up all of Greenwich Village, taking all that property off the property tax rolls, which is how we subsidize all these social services. Tax them. You want to make them pay for this? Tax them the normal rate. What is this nonprofit status? Nonprofit to allow anti-Semitism to exist on your campus? Really? Pull their nonprofit status if they don't rein in their anti-Semites. And many of them are self-hating Jews. So all you Jews who want to contribute to the endowments of these schools, oh, my mother and father, my Zeddy and Booby would be so proud of me. No, they won't. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the segment I did with Steve Bannon yesterday. And he said it. He said, Sid, a lot of those same kids that are being terrorized right now, that I was there for yesterday, those are some of the same kids that walk up and down the city streets in the summer of 2020, backing George Floyd and BLM. A lot of them,
same ones.
A lot of their parents are liberal Jews who only vote Democrat. How ironic is it that who shows up to save the day? Not Chuck Schumer, not Jerry Nadler, but a quote unquote conservative morning radio Republican talk show host, Sid Rosenberg. All those Jewish mothers and fathers out there that vote Democrat and they're liberals and their kids are liberals and they were out there in the summer of 2020 telling us how great George Floyd was. How do you feel right now? Sid was out there yesterday and protecting your kids.
And let me give credit where credit is due. Standing side by side with you, one hell of a proud Jew, even learning Hebrew, went to with you to Israel. He's been there many times. Justin Ehrlich. Justin Ehrlich was magnificent. You couldn't come on the Rip and Read. I didn't need you, Sid. To be honest with you, Justin nailed it. He was able to describe everything going on. He was passionate. He was emotional, but he was descriptive. And he gave all the facts. Boy, you got one great executive producer. I beat hell out of him every morning.
Yeah, but you made it possible for him to come. He was excited about it. Look, he is
one tough Jew.
He is. And he had a nice Passover Seder with his mom and dad last night. He's going back to Israel July.
Did he go
his cousin's
up to
wedding.
Chappaqua?
He doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, my God.
They don't live there anymore.
Thank God.
They live 15 minutes away, though, as bad.
Now, speaking of Chappaqua, right, that's Westchester County. You would think the press, many of them well-educated. I'm a high school dropout, right? I'm wearing my Brooklyn Prep football jersey, number 84, but I'm a dropout. Who is the one member of Team Biden who went to Columbia University, who grew up in Yonkers, who is a Jew? Both parents are Jews. You never find out about it. Occasionally, he'll play the guitar to show that he's hip and happy. I'm like Steven Tyler, who came out of Roosevelt High School there in Yonkers. His name is Anthony Blinken.
Secretary of State.
Secretary, most
traitor. He's a traitor and anti-Israel.
How come nobody's asking him, what do you think about your alumni? Does it take that much for reporters to do a little research, to connect the dots, and say this guy speaks on behalf of the United States all over the world? He's a Columbia graduate. He grew up in Yonkers. Both of his parents are Jews. He likes to play the guitar like Steven Tyler, who came out of Yonkers. Look, I could do Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Ask him the freaking question. What do you think of the school that you went to? Barack Obama. What do you think of the school you went to for 2 years and you admit in your own memoir all you did each day was go back to your apartment and smoke bongs? That's right, in his own words. He said, hey, I was in a drug-induced psychosis for 2 years until I left Columbia and went to Harvard, and all of a sudden I discovered myself. So, hey, media, do your job. Blinken, Obama, how come we haven't heard them comment? What, you lost their phone number? What, they won't invite you to their cocktail and, you know, their parties with all the trendoids, freakazoids, jet setters? 1938, you heard it first here yesterday. And Bob Kraft
What you said is not true. Oh, if they come for us, they'll come for everyone else. No, no. They won't come for blacks anymore, or Hispanics, or gays, or lesbians, or transgenders, or polyamorous, or whatever they identify themselves to be. Bob Kraft, you were a wuss when Putin took your Super Bowl ring and you cried, oh, he took my ring. If you're a student of history, no matter who is in the eye of the storm, one thing you can be assured, they always come for the Jews. All 16 million of you, they claim you own all the real estate and you have all the money. And you've heard it over and over and over and over again. Man up! Tough Jews fight back! You can't depend on the Gentiles. You never could, and you never will be able to. Cheese for the summer house, peace on Southbridge. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home. Miami, the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach, to the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami. Bouncing in the club with the heat.